Your father had to be awfully proud that he worked on Mount Rushmore.
I think he grew to be proud of that. And Mr. Borglum gave him a signed photograph to my good friend Red Anderson.
As they were working on it for these 12, 13 years, the images started appearing more and more.
All across the world. We would go to London every year, and there'd be a big billboard with Mount Rushmore all over the world.
And that was a proud time, wasn't it? But I'm thinking about the actual time that they were working up there. He was a carver. He'd come back down and look back up, and then he could realize, this is what I'm working. Now I see the eyes, and now I see the nose. And it started becoming real to him.
It became a large part of his life.
Those of you who were standing on the bottom, you'd watch them work, and then you'd see, over time, then, the images are coming through stronger.
And then I think even after that, they have a gathering, and the little kids would come over and say, are you one of the carvers? Could I have your autograph? That was fun for him.
So yes. They did become celebrities because they realized
they really did.
What was happening.
When President Bush came for the 50th, we were disappointed in that.
Why?
Well, we'd had a letter, and my son and I flew up, and we had a rental car. We were getting ready for the next day, as he told me, and he said on the radio, said, they're having it now. They told you wrong. I talked to Bob Hayes, and I said, well, we missed it. And he said, you didn't miss anything. He said, go down to the Carver studio tomorrow. I said, I don't have an invitation to that. And he said, you don't need one. Just go down there to the Carver studio.
What happened at the Carver studio?
The men that were left were there and their families.
President Bush, this was George W. Bush.
People lined the road to see the president go by, and he didn't go by. He went in an undesignated place in a helicopter.
That was disappointing. That
it was.
Yeah.
It was further disappointing, too.
But then you went to the Carver studio. Your father was not living at that time.
That's right.
These men that were still living were there, and of course you were part of that family. So that had to be a nice observation for you.
It was. My youngest cousin Jim went, and from his father, he knew that that was Uncle Rusty. So he went in, and there was a big picture there. Well, all the men, they just tease him and say, be sure you go in the studio when you get there. And here was a big picture there with the tools in front of him. He would say, that's my Uncle Rusty. And they said, no, that's Red Anderson. That's my Uncle Rusty.
To this day, are there pictures of the Carvers there?
Well, I haven't been in the last few years.
Yeah.
They had an ice cream place at the restaurant. Had a big picture of Dad in his baseball uniform. Keith just said, be sure you go in for ice cream. And they didn't tell me what I was going to see when I went.
It is a remarkable feat when you look up at it. They say 2 million people a year come to South Dakota to see what your dad helped work on. It's got to make you feel good.
I said to Bob Hayes, I don't think Dad ever thought of a time when you'd have to have designated parking in an elevator. But they had to because the meetings at night with the lectures and all, said when they came out, they couldn't find the cars. They were scattered all over the hillside. We thought they did a good job of what they had to do.
But for your family, it was a job. And Mr. Borglum didn't know for sure whether this thing was really going to work, did he?
I don't really know what he thought about that.
Yeah.
He'd had successes and failures. I think he just had great determination and vision.
The Oklahoma City bombing on April 19, 1995, you're 73. What were your thoughts that day?
At that time, we had an antique shop downtown. I was there, and my son was in there with me. We were just really speechless.
Yeah.
My son just said to me, this is not all there's going to be of this. And this is unfortunately true. I had friends that were there from Oklahoma City, and it's always been very sad to them. And I have friends now that work 9/11. One of my friend's son-in-laws was in the police department, and he worked 9/11. And
he lose his life?
No, but he's ill.
That's in 2001 when the Twin Towers came down.
Mm-hmm.